News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, I wonder, could Nevada be the king maker? Because it is 74% counted. Trump is leading Harris by over 50,000 votes, 568,000 to 514,000. Those six electoral college votes would be enough to get Donald Trump over 270 to hit that mark. So yes, do stay tuned for that. Now we're joined by former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. Taoiseach, what did you make, your reaction, I suppose, to Donald Trump's victory?
Well, I'm not surprised, but only the scale. I mean, we were kind of led to believe by all the opinion networks that this would come down to the wire, that there was a 0.5% in it, that if you took the seven states that were going to be the cliffhangers, that was within 1.5%. Probably, as usual, they were all wrong. I don't know why we bother doing them, but... So they were totally wrong again. But anyway, from Trump's point of view, it's a brilliant victory, a great victory for him. As he likes to call it, the movements, it looks as if they win the House. They have won the Senate. They've won West Virginia, Ohio and Nebraska, which yesterday people were saying could go the other way. Ted Cruz won in Texas, even though the Democrats were telling us for 6 months that the demographics and the other issues would make a big difference there. But anyway, that's how it goes. So he's a president that will be able to do anything he wants, because he'll have, if he gets the House, which I think he probably will, he has all the powers, and he won't be incumbent by the Senate or the House causing him problems.
Given his track record, given some of the things he said on the campaign trail, like using the U.S. Army to tackle his opponents, to rule like a dictator, which may or may not have been tongue-in-cheek, but various other pronouncements, and given his track record, how worried would you be that he is going to be the leader of the free world for the next 4 years?
You'd be worried about it, but one of his good traits is a track record. He never delivers on what he says. In fact, he never does what he says. And most of it is just bluster in these rambling 900 conferences that he did, or roadshows that he did. So, but there are concerns. I mean, Shane, I think from our point of view, we think we have to be selfish. We have to get on with you know, working with him and working with his administration. Corporation tax down to 15% would be a big problem for us. Tariffs on everything into America. From Europe, 20% would be a huge problem for us. Repatriating profits, which affect reinvestment by multinationals and pharmaceuticals, medical appliances, that would be a huge problem for us. So these are big issues. So, you know, if I was in position where I used to be today, I'd be out getting all our agencies and people, if they haven't been already doing so, they should have been doing so. I've said it in a few interviews months ago, they need to be out there talking to his advisors about the implications of some of these issues and trying to build up the base. If we haven't been doing that, we should be at it from tomorrow when these people start taking up positions, because these are huge issues for us. They're what has made Ireland great again, and we need to get out there fighting on these issues.
Bertie,
that's not to mind all the other issues.
You were always very savvy about elections. If you're looking at this, what would you call as the reasons why we're seeing this result?
I think, if I can put it two ways, I think he kept on the economy. He kept on inflation. People's, you know, it's the old story, you know, the economy's stupid. I hate that phrase, but anyway, it seems to always come up. But on the other side of it, I think the Democrats were all over the place. Joe Biden should have really packed up at the midterm. He had a great victory. And it was fairly obvious that from there on he was in trouble. You didn't have to be a political expert to see that. And then when Kamala came in, she like, why did she not pick the governor of Pennsylvania, the one place they needed to win? And, you know, her vice president has been nearly lost after the first week. So I think they had a lousy campaign, quite frankly. That's why they've lost the Senate, the House. And that's why they've lost the presidency. But maybe that was out of their reach anyway. I think the economy was going to be the big issue. And I think they did not focus on that. And because they couldn't focus on it, because they were the ones responsible for the last 4 years. So, you know, they went off on other issues that just didn't attract the kind of support that they wanted. And what was surprising last night was that even in states that were democratic states, that still there was a huge Republican vote. So,
yeah,
and afraid the Democrats got whipped.
And maybe lastly, will it be so? I mean, Trump is obviously a very mercurial character, but in terms of the Irish government and our diplomatic relations, is there much difference dealing with the Republican machine or the Democrat machine, or is Trump just such a law unto himself that it's hard to say?
No, you have to. Now, I got on well with George Bush Jr. and but it is a harder job. There is no doubt about that. And our reaches don't go into the Republican Party near as well as the Democratic Party. That's just a fact of history. But, you know, there are contacts, there are state legislators which are increasingly important. And I think, you know, from our point of view, we just have to work harder at that. But listen, from what I hear from some people is that Trump knows Ireland. He's better informed about here than people might think. And we have to work on that. We're, you know, we don't have the headaches this morning. We have enough of headaches, but we don't have the headaches that poor old Zelensky has. And he has to deal with how he's going to handle Ukraine.
I'm sure there are lots of people around the world looking at this. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Bertie Ahern, their former Taoiseach.
Now, lots of you getting in touch in relation to the outcome and the inevitable election of Donald Trump as the next president of the United States. Biden's selfishness cost Harris the election. 100 days to turn around, years of rhetoric. America have the president they deserve.
Something echoing what Bertie Ahern said there almost. I'm no fan of Trump. He's a deplorable man, but the American people have voted in a democratic election. So let's have hope he follows through on keeping peace and growing his economy. As he said this morning, give up the whinging like someone has taken your ball, says Keith.
Yeah, fair enough, Keith. Now, congratulations to Norina Martin, who correctly answered. George Washington was appointed the first president of the United States of America. I wonder what he would make of Donald Trump. Anyway, Norina, you have won a 2-night break in Carlton House, Fairmont, with breakfast on both mornings and dinner on one evening in Kathleen's kitchen. So congratulations to you. Kira, it has been quite a morning. Extraordinary how it has turned out. None of us predicted, we thought it would be tight, none of us predicted it would be over this early and this conclusively.
Yeah, I think the size of the win, I have to say I did think Trump would shade it, and we were saying that during the week on the show, but the size of the win is impactful and decisive by the American people. That is the end of News Talk's Breakfast's US election special. Thank you very much for joining us. If you have just tuned in this moment, President Trump retakes the White House.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Tuarara, August Toga Boogie.